Good morning.
James Cameron getting sued over Avatar?
James Cameron getting sued from a Vancouver man claims that, hey, it's my story, copyright infringement, says that source material that you based your movie on. He's a restaurant owner in Vancouver. He says Avatar bears a striking resemblance to his screenplay, which was called Terra Incognita, and he copyrighted it back in 1998. In his story, there's a tree that's the focal point of a community of indigenous people, contains their memories. His characters are odd-looking creatures, some with braided hair, others with tails, and they're protecting their home planet from human intruders who want to mine the precious minerals. Now, Fox has released a statement saying, James Cameron wrote the story of Avatar 2 years before this man did, before he claims he wrote his work, and therefore Avatar cannot be based on Terra Incognito. We are confident that the lawsuit will be decided in our favor.
Is this man blue?
Is this man blue?
Because then there might be something to it. Otherwise, I don't know.
There might be a chance.
You know what I was reading? That his ex-wife is escaping me. The Hurt Locker.
What's Catherine Bigelow.
Okay, I heard that he showed his wife this movie years ago, and she said, that's horrible. What a horrible idea. That movie will never go anywhere.
You like the idea, you mean?
Yeah, is that true, man?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I don't know. I read it somewhere yesterday. I went, that's funny.
Well, think about it. I would say the same thing. If he came to me with that thing on paper, I don't know. The only reason I'd give it some clout is that it's him.
And I did say the same thing. I saw the trailers for this thing, you know, 6 months before it came out, and I thought, I don't really want to go.
Really?
Don't really think it's for me. And most of it was because they're blue creatures flying day-glow, fluorescent-colored dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine if you saw it on paper, but it's James Cameron, and you think, okay, he's ingenious.
And then I went, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't I go sooner? Yeah. All right, what else is going on in Hollywood?
Hugh Grant, My Fair Lady. What do you think of that if he does the remake of My Fair Lady?
I love Hugh Grant.
Yes, if he agrees to play Henry Higgins, he's going to have to take some dancing lessons and some singing lessons, which it looks like he may do. So there's discussions going on. It's going to be a musical. No deal set yet. But what I can tell you has been set. Robert De Niro is going to play Coach Vince Lombardi in a biopic. So he's going to play the legendary coach, and it's been signed. And The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Eric Roth, is going to be the writer. So we know it's going to be a good script. It'll look at the coach's career during the years that he transformed, in case you don't remember who he is, transformed the Green Bay Packers from the worst team in the NFL into 5-time champions.
To the best. I'm Robert De Niro.
Going to be a football coach. Yeah, it's going to be great. I see Oscar written all over that one. Now, you see, if you gave me that on paper, I go, yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
That one's going to do well.
How about this Alice in Wonderland? Here's another one that I'm thinking, I don't know.
What, the movie? You mean on paper?
No, just the movie.
Johnny Depp's in it. What more do you
need? No, the movie's been doing so well, Alice in Wonderland. But what's interesting is they're making an app now out of it. Everybody and their dog has an app. There's another great app I want to tell you about. Gucci's got an amazing app, by the way. They've got an app where the head of Gucci, the designer, tells you her favorite music, her favorite hotels, her favorite restaurants, everything that's cool, hip, and happening. And you get into Gucci's, like, Rolodex, and it's a great app to have.
What's the Alice in Wonderland app do for you?
Sends you off on odd trips as you travel through.
She doesn't know. She's stuck on the Gucci app. How would I know what
the Gucci app is way better than the Alice in Wonderland app. Everybody's got an app. Like, don't you have an app?
Well, except for Billie Joe. She's still stuck in the Stone Age.
I still have a flip phone. Are you kidding me?
She still has a flip phone. A princess phone.
No, it was like the very first flip phone.
So do you even know what a princess phone is, Billie?
No, she has no idea.
I have no idea, but I want one. Now you've intrigued me.
Okay, now we got to go. Satilla's Hollywood. We'll see you Monday.
Okay, talk to you
There's an app for that.